lāṃ tūṃ pā cīṃ tīṃ 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 ca pāṃ tā cīṃ pā yāṃ tā pāṃ sā pē sāṃ ca pāṃ ca vā sā ca tū pā lā ca sā lā sū tū ca pā ca vā cīṃ ca lā pū lāṃ tūṃ pā cīṃ tīṃ 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 ca pāṃ tā cīṃ pā yāṃ tā pāṃ sā pē sāṃ ca pāṃ ca vā sā ca tū pā lā ca sā lā sū tū ca pā ca vā cīṃ ca lā pū lāṃ tūṃ pā cīṃ tīṃ 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 ca pāṃ tā cīṃ pā yāṃ tā pāṃ sā pē sāṃ ca pāṃ ca vā sā ca tū pā lā ca sā lā sū tū ca pā ca vā cīṃ ca lā pū Daya thai omoy mune mune maha muna yesu Daya thai omoy mune mune maha muna yesu Daya thai omoy mune mune maha
First, I would like to express that I'm very happy to meet all of you. And as we are responsible to obtain happiness, you see each other to cause you know, as we, as each of us responsible. Others' happiness depends on us, our happiness depends on others. So that's what I'm saying. The subject, you see now, the main subject, what we're going to reflect or, you know, what what I try to practice a little bit, and you see the sometimes when I'm not lazy. When I can remember. However, you see, to share our understandings or the essence, what I, the essence, what I learned, a little, that which is a little form, you see, the teaching of the Omniscient One, the teaching of the Buddha. So, so if there's something practical, if there's something useful, which you want to find by analyzing, then that is to apply to one's own life. So first, maybe I thought to mention a little bit about what is mind. Without mind, if this body doesn't have mind, then there's no way, you see, that it experiences happiness. So there's a body and a mind. body has, you see, gross body, subtle body, and extremely subtle body. The three, there are three. So, gross body is easy to understand. And then the subtle body, subtle body is the essence. The essence of the you see, the liquid, the essence of the body. Then, then there's extremely subtle body. That which is extremely subtle body, that which is the vehicle of that which is the vehicle of the extremely subtle mind. So that which is abiding the extremely subtle body, that which is abiding in the between the inside the body, at the heart, by measuring from the two, you know, from breast in the center, then there's as far as the mind, there's a gross mind and subtle mind. And extremely subtle mind. So there are three, as far as the mind, there are three types like this. So where is the extremely subtle mind abiding? That is also at the heart, by measuring from the two breasts in the center. At the heart. So now, what is the mind? The phenomena, the phenomena, that which is, that which is shapeless, colorless, or formless, you see, non-substantial, non-substantial, that which nature is a clear perceiving object. Like the mirror, that you see things can reflect. You see the mirror can give clear reflection of things, of whatever is in the, it is in the front. So like that, you see, the mind you see able to clarify the object. the object you see to that mind, you see, the object is able to be you see clearly able to be clearly appeared. Whatever the object, the phenomena is, to that mind, the object, you see, is clearly appeared. So perceiving this object like this. this is the conventional. There are two natures of the mind. One is conventional nature. One is the ultimate nature. So this description that is a conventional nature. Now, the mind you see it exists by depending on cause and conditions. You see, today's mind exists because of yesterday's mind. Yesterday's mind exists, you see, because of the day before yesterday's mind. So, and like that, it goes back. today's mind is caused by yesterday's mind. And today's mind, you see, today's mind is caused by yesterday's mind, and today's mind will result the tomorrow's mind. Same thing. This minute mind is caused by the previous minute mind, and this present minute causes the previous. Is it, this present minute mind causes later, is it the next minute, you know, the mind. So dependent arising, the mind is dependent arising each other like this. So any thought there is, you see, also dependent on the object. So by by having the by you see by existing the object, then you see the there is the thought of that object. When the object is perceived, there is thought. So dependent, right? You see, thought. Is it dependent arising? Is it dependent on cause and conditions? So, that's how we can remember, because there's continuation of thought, you see, from yesterday today, so we can remember what we did yesterday, what we saw yesterday, and what we did last year, so forth. So, similar through first of all, we have to check, we have to analyze, we have to study. You see, we have to discover through our own experiences that when the conscience you see happened you see on the fertilized egg, when the conscience happened, we have to analyze that what it came from. We have to study, we have to analyze what that conscience came from. You see, previous continuation of conscience, previous continuation of conscience. You see, or not. So we have to study, we have to analyze, we have to, you see, discover with one's own experience, by using one's own wisdom, you see, by developing one's own wisdom. By developing one's own wisdom, then one has to discover through one's own experience that whether there is another conscience, you know, you see, that which is the continuation of that conscience, that which started in the, you see, the fertilized egg in the mother's womb. It has to be proved with our own wisdom. So, however, you see, through analysis. However, through meditation, many people you see, many Western people who meditate, you see, many students who meditate, also those who have a very clear mind, you see, those who have less less as obscuration, you see, who has a more clear mind, then you see they can remember when they were coming out of mother's womb. They can remember when they some can remember when they were coming out of mother's womb. You see, they could remember even from those times. Some can remember, you see, so like that. So through meditation, they That is without the meditation. through meditation, they can remember, you see, life before this. when they analyze, when they go back to, through meditation, when they go back to womb, and you see, go back to womb, you see, then the cause, the, you know, the go back to the first time, the very first time consciousness that started, you see, associated with the consciousness, which consciousness that was associated with the fertilized egg. You see, the very first time that is associated with the fertilized egg. So before that, before that second, you see, when they analyze through meditation, so you see, they some have very clear pictures of, you see, memories of past lives. Some, you see, lived in Tibet, could remember even the kitchen, even the kitchen, Tibetan kitchen. Could remember clearly, you see, even the inside room. however, so a very strong feeling, you see, as one remember yesterday, like that, one get very strong feeling. So also it is possible as you to remember through it is mentioned through hypnosis that also remembers. However, then through development of the mind, you see, in meditation, the through meditation, you see, developing the mind, then one will reach the mind on a certain level of, you see, path. after achieving the meditation, what is called, you see, karma abiding. that you can concentrate, that you can concentrate, you see, for, you see, years, years of eons, you see, as long as one wishes, what that one can concentrate, can concentrate on one object without any obstacles, without any, you see, distraction without breaking the concentration. that wherever you put your mind, wherever one place one's mind, able to stay on there, on that object, you see, like mountain, like having put mountain on there. So you have able to so they able to stay the mind on that object. which is combined with such as one pointedness concentration, combined with the, you see, the rapturous ecstasy, extremely refined, you see, body mind, the rapturous ecstasy, you see, great joy or the bliss. So combined with that, you see, with able to this concentration with such a, you see, experiences. So however, then after having achieved so this, you see, calm abiding, meditation, then and that there is a power, you see, to see, to be able to see future and, you see, past. So also those times, also there's possibility, those meditators can remember. And then, so higher as one actualized path, higher and higher, then can see more and more past, more and more future. Then also, by practicing tantra, the secret mantra, there's a method to there's a practice called six yogas naropa. It is a method to actualize, to stop the gross consciousness, gross thoughts, and to actualize this extremely subtle consciousness. then able to use this extremely subtle consciousness to meditate. You see, to actualize path. However, able to do extensive benefits for others, you see, for other sentient beings, for other living beings. the practitioners, the meditators who actualize this, you see, the extremely subtle mind, and then also, especially after having achieved these realizations, then you see, to, able to have these mind powers, these capacities, can remember, you see, some say thousands, it's lives before thousands of years ago, where you were in the world, you see, which country, like that that you were, that oneself was a disciple of thousands of years ago, one of those, you see, saint, or those holy beings that happened in this earth. So one can remember such as the great yogi Milarepa, you know, who became fully enlightened in one life, within a few years, in a brief lifetime of degenerated time. So some meditators who exercise this, you see, there have been meditators who exercise this realization, then it's through the tantra practice, you know, path, then one can remember that person was existing that time, or you see, in such a place, or you see, like that. So, how you about things? You know, can see future and the past. So this is just talking that how the mind, the capacity of the mind get developed higher and higher, you see, then able to see these other phenomena that which are able to see those many other phenomena which wasn't, you see, able to see before when the mind wasn't developed. But then when the mind is, you see, developed, you see, higher and higher, then able to see more and more past and future, those other many other phenomena which you see this present ordinary undeveloped mind cannot see. Like similar before going to before one went to university, you see, one do not understand, you see, one has no understanding of all those subjects, those phenomena, those subjects, but by going to university, studying, then one is able to, you see, and then able to see all those other subjects, all those other phenomena, similar through meditation. So, you see, like this gradually, then those who are fully developed, the mind, you see, in wisdom, in understanding, then you see, can see directly, you see, all the existence, all the phenomena, every single existence, past, present, future, everything that which exists in the future, that which exists in the past, that which that you see, which will happen in the future, and all the phenomena that which exist now, so however. You see, one is able to, that time, when the mind is fully developed, the understanding is fully developed, that time, one's own, you see, mind can see everyone's, every living being's, you see, their mind. In every second, can see directly. You see, can see perfectly. during that time, there's no resistance. There's no resistance. That the mind can be everywhere. At the moment, our conscience is our conscience. You see, is covered only this body. We cannot cover our conscience. You see, other than this body, our conscience cannot cover. You see, all other objects other than these, our conscience, you see, that cannot cover. So you see, there's much limitation. So you see, while we are here, our conscience, you see, at the same time cannot be at home. You see, cannot be at the beach, or cannot be see different countries where one wishes to be. You see, our cultures cannot be at the same time in Greece, or cannot be same. You see, cannot be while we're here in Australia at the same time. You see, America or Bali, or you see, Indonesia, Bali, they say Bali Beach. You see, with our cousins, you see, cannot be everywhere where one wishes to be. So, in order to be there, the body has, you see, the body has to go there. The body has to take the trouble. You see, has to take the trouble. Or say, there anyway, the body has to go there. So, however, you see, there's much limitation in the power. You see, there's much resistance, there's much limitation in the capacity. So, and so that time, there's no limitation, there's no resistance. that time, there's no gross body, there's no gross mind, only subtle. So, therefore, there's no blockage, there's no resistance. So the conscience, you see, can pervade everything. You see, can conscience can see everything, and the conscience can pervade every phenomena. Like conscience of our body pervaded at the moment. You see, conscience of our body pervaded our body. You see, our body. So like that, conscience sees everything and is. You see, pervaded everything that time. So, that time, then one is able to see all the sentient beings, all the living beings, you see, and they have different characters, different level of mind, everything. So, you know, so then one is able to see every single method. You see, to bring them in, to free them from problems, causes, and to bring them in happiness. From happiness to happiness, to the ultimate happiness. You see, and the highest, you see, the peerless happiness. the state of omniscient mind, to the fully known mind. One is able to, lead the living beings like this from happiness to happiness, to the highest happiness. So one is able to see every single method, you know, that it fits, you see, to their mind. So, you see, all the different guidance, well, you see, what should be given. One sees exactly. So, then, also, you see, that time, then, also, as one has complete, you see, say, power, perfect power, so, able to manifest